given the subject, Christ you must meet, a Savior or Judge. And I believe the theme for this meeting is Jesus, your Savior or Judge. I think something of that nature. And I'm going to try tonight, in a very simple way, as I said, to deal with this subject. But more so, I want you to understand that the gospel of Jesus Christ is for every single person. There's a song in our songbook, "The Gospel is for All." And the reason, one of the reasons tonight why we stand in this place is because we don't want you to be left out of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And again, it's just good to be here. Let me begin tonight by letting us know that all of us have messed up. All of us have at some point in our lives messed up. Jesus Christ came because we have messed up. The gospel is here because we have messed up. We have lost our way. We have messed up our relationship with God. Through Adam, all of us became sinners. For the Bible says in Romans chapter 5, that by one man's offense, sin entered in the world, and death by sin. So death passed upon all men because all have sinned. You wonder why Jesus came into this world. Well, there was a point when he was walking the face of the earth that he met with this sinner man. And the people started complaining that he ate with sinner. Jesus says, "My mission is to seek and to save that which was lost." I want you to know tonight that the implication of all of this, Brother Mitchell, is that you and I stand in need of a Savior. And the reality of it all is that mankind cannot save himself. When I look at what the Bible says in John chapter 3 and verse number 16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." The phrase in the text, "should not perish," suggests, brothers and sisters, that man was perishing. It suggests that we were perishing. And as a result of us perishing, that God sent Jesus to do something for us. But we're talking tonight on the subject, Christ we must meet, as Savior or Judge. But I want to lay the foundation tonight, because I want us to understand that all of us stand in need of a Savior. And we stand in need of a Savior because we have sinned. We have sinned and we have fallen short of the glory of God. But watch me now, church, as we take a move into this message. Because through Adam, the Bible says all have sinned. Well, because of sin, justice demands that we die. Are you still here with me, church? Because of sin, justice demands that we die. For the wages of sin is death. So justice demands that we all die. Well, the Bible says that when we were yet without strength, in due time, at the right time, when justice was about to carry out its act, grace in the person of Jesus stepped in, and grace says, give them a chance to live. Justice says we all must die. And let me tell you this, that Christ came into this world to save us from the penalty of death and sin. Christ came in this world so that you and I can have the forgiveness of sin, even though justice demands that we die. Look with me, church, because salvation is for everybody. If, and that's only if, you recognize first and foremost that you're a sinner. Brothers and sisters, friends, let me tell you this. God cannot save you until you acknowledge that you are a sinner. Are you still here with me? Don't lose me. God cannot save you until you first acknowledge that you are a sinner. God cannot save you until you acknowledge that you stand in need of salvation. But why? Why did Christ came into the world? Because we're sinners and we stand in need of a Savior. But, brothers and sisters, John 3 and verse 16. I want to go back there, Brother Fisher, for a minute. Because the phrase "should not perish," as I said, suggests that we were perishing. Now, I want to make the point to begin with that man was under God's impending wrath. Watch me, church. Because of sin, man stands ready to die. Man stands under God's impending wrath. Now, why is it, Brother Powell, that God would want to dish out some wrath on some people? Well, let me put it this way, because I want us to understand simply tonight that God is a just God.
That's right.
And while he sent Jesus to die on the cross, he's a just God. And so every man is going to be paid according to his works.
Yeah.
Are you with me, church? Man is under God's impending wrath. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth, and I'm coming back to the whosoever believeth towards the ending of the message, but whosoever believeth in him should not perish. While you believe in God, you will not perish. But watch me, Brother Fisher. Because of the fact that we were perishing, we needed God to send the Savior.
Amen.
But watch me. But while the Savior came in Jesus Christ, in the person of Jesus Christ, died on the cross of Calvary, and he made the statement in John 19 and verse number 30 when he says, it is finished. Suggesting that man's salvation is paid for.
Amen. Amen.
Are you with me, church? Man's salvation is paid for by the death of Jesus on the cross.
Right.
Now, the onus is not on Jesus anymore.
Amen.
But the onus is on us to to whether we are going to accept him as the Savior of the world. Because we all stand in need of the Savior. It is finished, Jesus says. Man's salvation is paid for. And it is paid for because of the fact that we were standing under God's impending wrath. Yeah. Look here, church. Look here. Before Jesus came, all of us were dying. Did I say something?
Yes, sir.
I said before Jesus came, all of us were dying. There was no hope for man before Jesus came. There was no hope. We stand outside of God's hope. And we were under the wrath of God. But watch me, when Jesus came, he didn't come just to pretty things up. But Jesus came to save. Luke 19 and verse number 10. The Bible says, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost.
Amen.
Which suggests, Brother Mitchell, that before he came, all of us were lost.
That's right.
All of us were lost. Before he came. But thank God tonight that Jesus came into this world. And the reason for coming is to save us from our sins. Now as I said, the onus is on us.
That's right.
So whether we are going to accept or reject Jesus as a Savior.
Yes,
for the Bible tells us, Brother Mitchell, that he came to his own.
Right.
His own receive him not. But to such that receive.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's right.
He gave them the power to become the sons of God.
Yeah.
You watch me, church, because it is through him that we find, or it is in him that we find salvation.
Mm-hmm.
It is Jesus who is our Savior. Now tonight. I don't want to go too much into this because God's willing tomorrow night I'm going to be speaking on there is salvation in no other name. But I want us to understand tonight that only Jesus.
Amen.
Y'all didn't hear me. I said only Jesus can save us.
Amen. Amen.
Did you hear that? Only Jesus can save us from the wrath of God. And y'all believe, I heard some people saying that God is such a loving God. I was watching a program on television and I hear somebody saying that everybody is going to be saved. That everybody is going to be saved. But I have news for some people tonight, because without Jesus in your life tonight, you
Amen.
Are lost.
Amen.
You are lost. If he's not your Savior tonight, you are lost. But watch me now, because while man was under God's impending wrath, the beauty of it, church, is that Christ died to rescue man from God's impending wrath. Christ died to rescue us from the impending wrath of God. Hebrews chapter 9. It's a very beautiful passage. And I want us to pay close attention to this. And before we get there, Brother Fisher, before we go to Hebrews 9, get me Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5. And begin reading at verse number 6.
For when we were yet without strength.
For when we were yet without strength.
In due time, Christ died for the ungodly.
In due time, Christ died for the ungodly. Read.
So scarcely for a righteous man.
Watch this, church. Watch this. Because I want us to understand something from this text. The Bible says,
For scarcely for a righteous man.
Will one die.
Yet peradventure for a good man. Some would even dare to die.
You know what is frightening about this text, Brother Mitchell? You know what is frightening about this text, brethren? Is that you were neither good nor righteous. Amen, somebody. And that's a frightening thing about this text. That you were neither good nor righteous. For the Bible says, for scarce for a righteous man would one die. Yet peradventure for a good man, one would even dare to die. And we were neither good nor righteous yet. Yet. Hear what the Bible says.
But God commended his love toward us.
Watch me now, church. You were neither good nor righteous yet. Yet God
commended his love.
When you were neither good nor righteous, yet God demonstrated his love
towards us. In that while we were still sinners. That's right. Amen.
Christ didn't come to die for the righteous. Christ didn't come to die for himself. He came because we were under God's impending wrath.
Amen. That's right.
And the Bible says he demonstrated his love towards us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So the love of God is demonstrated in the death of Jesus Christ on the cross. But look at what he says. Verse number 9.
Much more than. Being now justified by his blood.
Because you see, the Christians ought to be shouting on this. Y'all hear me, church? Because you see, look at what he did for us while we were still sinners. Amen, somebody? Look, Brother Mitchell, look at what he did for us when we were neither good nor righteous. While we were still sinners, yet he died for us.
Amen.
And hear what he says. You see those three words, much more than powerful.
Amen.
Amen, somebody. Powerful. Much more than.
Amen. Amen.
Now that you're a Christian,
right.
Now that you've been justified, if Jesus did for you what he did when you were a sinner, can you imagine what he's going to do for you now that you're a Christian? Can you imagine?
Amen.
Much more than having been or being now justified by his blood, you shall be saved
from wrath through him.
Watch me. I told you we were under God's impending wrath.
That's right.
But he says now, much more than having been justified by his blood, you shall be saved from wrath
through him.
Through him.
Amen.
I told you that's the reason he came, don't you?
Yeah.
So he can save us from the wrath of God. Well, let me say to you tonight that if you are in this audience and you have not yet been justified by his blood, you are still under God's impending wrath.
Amen. 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 Yes, sir.
And you stand in need of the Savior.
That's right.
Verse number 10.
When we were enemies. We were reconciled to God.
By the death of his son.
Much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life.
I told you that salvation is only in Jesus.
Amen.
He is the only one that can save you. He's the only one tonight that can save us from the wrath to come.
Amen.
Only one that can save us from the wrath to come. So while we stand under God's impending wrath, Christ died to rescue us from the impending wrath of God. Now, church, Brother Fisher, get me Hebrews chapter 9. Hebrews chapter 9. And I want verses 25 through to 28. Let me hear what the Bible says.
Nor yet that he should offer himself often.
Take time, Brother Fisher, because we're talking tonight about Christ you must meet. And in order for you to meet him, I want to introduce you to him.
Amen. Amen.
That's what I'm trying to do tonight. That if you have not yet known him, I'm trying to introduce you to him. Amen. Hebrews chapter 9. Verse number 25 says, read.
Nor yet that he should offer himself often. As the high priest entered into the holy place.
Read.
Prayer for the blood of others.
Read.
For then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world. But now once in the end of the world hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself.
Read.
And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment.
Here is the warning. Here's the warning. Death is certain. Yeah. The judgment is certain.
That's right.
I need to spend about 5 minutes on the judgment. Because you see, you're going to stand before God as a judge. It is appointed unto man once to die.
But after this, the
judgment. After this comes the judgment.
So Christ was once suffered.
Watch me now, church. Because in this verse, you are going to see Christ as a savior and Christ as a judge.
Amen. Amen.
Watch me. Look at verse number 28.
So Christ was once offered.
So Christ was once offered.
To bear the sins of many.
To bear the sins of many. Savior.
And unto them.
Just hold up. Christ was once offered. To bear the sins of many. Savior. I can't write like Brother Mitchell, so I wouldn't even attempt to write. Savior.
Yeah.
Christ suffered once.
To bear the sins of many.
To bear the sins of many. Savior, Brother Mitchell.
That's right.
Savior. Watch me now. Read.
And unto them that look for him.
And unto them that look for him.
Shall he appear the second time.
Shall he appear the second time.
Without sin unto salvation.
Watch me. Without sin unto salvation. Brother Fisher, when he's coming back the second time, he ain't coming as a savior.
Amen.
Y'all with me, church? Y'all with me, church? He ain't coming back as a savior.
Amen.
So y'all have some folk waiting on him to come back. Well, the Bible says he suffered once.
That's right.
To bear the sins of many. That was a time. This is now the time.
That's right.
We're in the saving business.
Yes, sir.
That's
right.
Amen. Yeah. Now is a time that he's in the saving business.
Amen.
But the Bible says that he's going to come back.
All right. Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
He's going to come back.
Right.
Brother Fisher.
Yes, sir.
Without
sin.
Unto salvation.
That's right.
We suggest, brothers and sisters and friends, that he's not back as a savior,
right,
but he's going to come as a judge.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Y'all with me tonight?
Amen.
He ain't coming back as a savior.
Right.
He's here now.
That's right.
As a savior. And we want you to meet him now.
Amen.
As a savior.
Amen.
Because
Amen.
You might be surprised. If you meet him, we want you to meet him now as a savior. Because he's going to come back and he's going to come the second time without sin unto salvation. I want you to understand tonight that you have a grand opportunity You are in the right place at the right time with the right people hearing the right message, and the time is right for you to get right with God. The time is just right. Now, Jesus is coming again. I said that he's coming not as a savior, but as a judge. And Brother Mitchell, I really want to get people to know him as a savior now, before I even begin to talk about him as a judge. Because, brothers and sisters, if you know him as a savior, then it's going to be easy to face him as a judge. Y'all with me, church? Y'all with me? Look with me. Look with me, because I must do this. I must do this. Hebrews chapter 10. Brother Powell, Hebrews chapter 10. Did I tell you, Brother Mitchell, that Brother Powell is my study partner? Hebrews chapter 10. I need verse number 24 through to verse 26. Let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good works, not forsaking the assembling
of ourselves together as a manner of some is. That's right.
But exhorting one another as so much more
as you see the day approaching.
Read.
For if we sin willfully,
read,
after that we have received the knowledge of the truth.
Because you see, I'm trying to let some people who have met him as a savior and have gone into the world understand that you don't want to do that, Brother Mitchell. You don't want to do that. You don't want to do that. Brother Paul, you don't want to do that.
Yes, sir.
You don't want to go back in the world after you have met him as a savior. Because you know, sometimes we have the tendency to frown on our folk when we hear about Jesus coming back as a judge. Oh, you know, that ain't going for me. I was a Christian and I can just come back when I want. And so we begin to look at other folk. And Brother Mitchell, there are some folk in the church who come to church every Sunday.
That's right.
You're not saying amen when you can. Come to church every Sunday. They are every Bible study.
That's right. That's right.
But they are still under God's impending wrath.
Amen. That's right. That's right. That's right.
You know what Paul says? Paul says, I discipline my body. I bring it into subjection that when I preach to others, I myself might not be disqualified. You're listening to some folk that's telling you that you're going to be saved no matter what. Let me tell you, you can be disqualified.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
You can be disqualified.
Amen.
And so the Bible says, if we sin willfully,
after that we have received
after
the knowledge
that
of the
we
truth,
have received the knowledge of the truth,
there remain
the Bible says there remain
no more sacrifice for sin. Amen.
But Jesus did it already.
Amen.
He died.
That's right.
No more sacrifice for sin. If you sin willfully. I'm trying to help somebody tonight. Just to meet him as a savior. Because you don't want to lose him here. And then meet him as a judge.
No, sir.
No. But look at this. John chapter 12. Verse number 48, the Bible says, he that rejecteth me. We're talking about Christ you must meet. And I'm saying tonight that Christ you must meet.
Amen. Amen.
And Brother Fisher, whether you want to believe it or not, you must meet him.
Yes, that's right.
You must meet him. It might not be here.
All right.
You might refuse to meet him here. But then you must meet him.
That's right.
Here's what he says. He that rejecteth me. and receiveth not my words, right, as one that judgeth him. He says, the words that I have spoken, the same is going to judge him in the last day. You know what? I've always heard the saying that it will come back to haunt you.
All right.
You ever heard that? Yeah, it will come back to haunt you. Well, let me tell you something. If you skip this message tonight, mm-hmm, and refuse him as a savior, in a plain Jamaican English, it will come back to haunt you.
All right. Fix it.
Hello? Yeah. For he that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words, as one that judgeth him, the words that I have spoken, the same will judge him in the last days. But look with me now. Acts chapter 17. I like this passage. I like this passage. Acts chapter 17, and I need verses 30 and 31. I like this passage because it tells me that I'm going to have to stand before God one day. Verses 30 and 31, the Bible says,
and at the times of his ignorance, God winked at.
God overlooked some things by Mitchell.
But now, Brother Bishop.
But now. Amen. Tonight. Amen. Hello? This very moment, this minute, but now,
commanded,
God stop overlooking.
That's right.
Hello, church.
Right.
I said, God stop overlooking.
Right.
He says, but now,
commanded.
You know, you teach English. We're not so good, but you teach English. That three-letter word, but. Does something for the sentence.
That's right.
Yeah, with me. I'm not so good at English, but I know it does something for the sentence. But now, so Brother Fisher, it is saying to me that when at one point in you stoop overlook it, but he no longer overlooks. What he does know is that he commands man everywhere to repent. Everywhere. And man is talking about everybody. Boy, girl, male, female, man. Y'all know what I'm talking about, right? Everybody. Everywhere to repent. But what verse?
Because.
Hold on, Brother Fisher. You see, why is God now commanding man everywhere to repent? Brother Kiddo, why is God now commanding man everywhere to repent? You know why, church? Because.
Amen.
He
has appointed a day. In the which
he will judge the world
in righteousness.
By that man.
Whom he has ordained.
Wherefore.
He hath given assurance.
Unto all men.
In that he hath raised him from the dead.
I told you, you need to meet him as a savior tonight.
Amen, brother.
Because when he come as a judge, he not overlook nothing.
That's right.
Nothing. Time of overlooking stop. So he commands man now everywhere to repent. Why? Because he has appointed a day that he's going to judge the world.
Amen.
We are told that we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. And let me tell you this. You can't escape the judgment, but you can escape the wrath.
Amen.
Hello, church.
Amen.
I said you cannot escape the judgment, but you can escape the wrath. How do you escape the wrath? Look, God, Savior, tonight.
Amen.
You must meet him somehow.
That's right.
If you don't meet him as a Savior here, Brother Powell, you're going to meet him as a judge. And when you meet him as a judge,
that's right.
The mother said, Jamaica, you can't dark.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Sir. Yeah, when you meet him as a judge, there won't be any more time for you to repent. Because that would have gone. And I love the plan of God. I love the salvation of God. Because in this salvation, he says he's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. You have an opportunity tonight to meet him as a savior. You have an opportunity tonight. Somebody said, Brother Solomon, I have a whole week of this meeting to meet him as a savior. But who tell you that you have a whole week? I wish I knew. Brother Fisher, if I know that you have a whole week, I'd tell you. But I don't know. I don't know when my time on this earth will come to an end. You don't know when your time will come to an end. Don't get too comfortable in the state that you are in. Jesus Christ stands ready tonight to be your Savior. He came into this world to seek and to save that which was lost. And tonight, all he asks of you is to just give your life to him so that he can save you and so that you can live a life pleasing to him. So when you stand before God as a judge, you will hear the sweet words, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Christ, you must meet. A savior or a judge? Well, let me tell you this. You're going to meet him somewhere. You're going to meet him somewhere. We're told in Philippians chapter 2 and verse number 10 that at the name of Jesus, every knee, not just some church, but every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. You're going to meet him somehow. You're going to meet him somehow. I encourage you tonight to meet him as a savior. Meet him tonight as a savior. You're here tonight and you have never met him. Well, we introduce him to you tonight. I hope I've said some things. I hope I've said some things that cause you tonight to want to meet him. I'm glad I met him. Amen. Amen, somebody. Amen. I'm glad I met him. Because I don't know what I would have been without him. I don't know where I would be without him. Because with Jesus in your life, life is a lot more comfortable, man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Even when you don't have food on your table,
all right,
life is a lot more comfortable. Mm-hmm. Even when you don't have money in your pocket, life is a lot more comfortable. Even through trouble sometimes, you won't think of committing suicide. You have Jesus with you.
Amen. Amen.
When you go to bed at night, Brother Mitchell and Sister Mitchell don't want to listen to you, I know who.
Amen.
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 Somebody.
Amen.
I know who will.
Amen. Amen.
I know who will. Sometimes you're there, church, sometimes you're there, and you're going through your struggles, and not even your husband know that you're going through your struggles, but you have a wrestling match with your pillow.
Amen.
And only God knows what you're going through.
Amen. Amen.
And he always say, call on me.
Amen.
Call on me.
Amen.
You all the time.
Amen.
But if you're not a Christian, he ain't your savior yet. Be your savior tonight. You know him too. And if you do, then you will know what we're talking about. Because of the joy that we have by knowing Jesus Christ. And we know tonight that if we should pass from this, we have a savior. Who on that day is going to stand and say, I know him. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
I know him.
Amen.
I know him.
Amen.
I know him. If you're not a Christian tonight,
mm-hmm.
all he asks of you to do
uh-huh.
is to come believing.
Amen. Amen.
Come repenting of your sins. Change your ways. Stop living that life of sin.
Amen.
And begin to live the life in Christ.
Amen.
And then he says, confess. That sweet name.
Amen.
And we'll baptize you with water
uh-huh.
for the remission,
Amen.
The forgiveness of your sins.
Amen.
Your sins will be removed.
Amen.
And then you can start claiming Jesus as your Savior tonight. For all things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. And He will be your Savior. So when you stand before Him as a judge, you will hear, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." Christ, we must meet.
Amen.
A Savior or a judge?
Amen.
Which will it be for you tonight? A Savior or a judge? Stand to your feet, please.
Son of 5:32. Song number 572. 572.
And is there somebody here tonight that need the Savior? Is there somebody who need the Savior tonight? We encourage you to come as we sing this song.
Oh, do not let the word depart.
Tonight is